Hooray. I love Kablam.
You know what I've been watching? This, I think, would be an interesting mic check question-y topic-y thing.
Yes.
Because it's not legally released. But I've been watching Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego?
Oh.
Because there are full episodes on YouTube. There are a number of channels that provide such a service.
Nice.
But with that, I realized that show is a lot fucking harder than I remember. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, name the countries in Africa with the spinny, you know, like when you got
to put Yeah,
well,
you have to put the police marker down. It's usually, like, whenever it's Asia or Africa.
And I'm going, I know Egypt
this is a no-win scenario. Even I watched a North American one, and it was a no-win scenario.
I always remember that show being such a pain in the ass unless you had geography that day. And you were like, fuck yeah, I know this one.
Yeah, exactly.
Ah, yeah, Cambodia. No? Shit.
But even still, there are a lot of them, and even the kids get it in a lot of these episodes, is they show you, it's always multiple choice, and they always show the map and three options. So as soon as you see the map, and it's like, okay, that looks like that's Oslo.
Yeah.
I'm just going to buzz in and just go, shits and giggles, I see it on the list, Oslo. Even before questions are asked or anything. So,
well, because half of it was speed,
yes,
versus accuracy.
See, there was part of that show that I will never be able to relive, mainly because my dad never really realized the where in the world is Carmen Sandiego, and would just go, "I found him! Okay. I found Waldo!" just to mess with my brother and I. Well, mainly because I don't remember watching that with my brother too much, but. That and the fact that the Chief was on like early edition or something like that at time, which always weirded me out. I'm like, is this the Chief's day job? Is she moonlighting? Could she get fired?
I remember seeing her in Bicentennial Man and thinking, she got promoted.
Yeah, she did. And transported to the future.
Well, yeah, that too. I figured it was all in the future somehow. But there's some of those things where it's cheesier than I even remembered, like the lightning round. And the variance on that, where it was, of the few episodes I've seen so far, like, people off camera throwing lightning bolts at the host, who was much wackier than I remember, too. Like,
lots of slapstick cartoonish. Gags.
Yeah.
Like, full-on Looney Tunes shit.
Or even, I've already figured out that I'm going to do this, but I was watching the second round where they're at the board and they're calling out, you know, locations, and then it shows whether they can find the loot, the warrant, or the criminal.
Yeah.
And, like, all of the loot ones are variations.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the crook ones are variations. But the warrant is always the same. I'm really tempted to change that as my text message sound. Nice. Just because I know, like, even though I have the creepy French chef from Little Mermaid right now.
Yeah.
I feel like even... even the warrant would be something fun to do.
Oh, man.
You remember more of the show than I do.
Well, no,
I've been watching it recently.
Do you remember
the map.
Do you remember Crash Bandicoot?
Yes.
I love that video game.
And so, like,
I only did the racing game, though.
Okay, like the very first Crash... Well, the first three Crash Bandicoots that were still under Naughty Dog. I remember, like, the Tiki Man, whenever you'd get it, it'd be like, "Don't give me dawa." Or something like that. I always wanted that as my text message noise, just to fuck with people.
I feel like you could find that somewhere.
It's out there.
Yo, I'm sure it is. I don't have a phone that can do that, but soon, very soon, we will have phones that can do that.
Yes. Dave's insisting that my phone get an education and learn something.
We graduating.
You mean smart?
Yes.
Make your phone smart?
Yes. Yes, right now my phone is dumb.
And my phone's downright special ed.
I've even kicked around the idea of, like, keeping my iPhone as, like, an iPod Touch and then just downgrading based on the fact that most of the time, whenever I'm using it, I'm in a Wi-Fi area anyway.
Yeah.
Just because I could save money. I could be confident with that, but then... There are the moments where it's I have nothing to listen to that I want to listen to, and the convenience of Spotify kind of
draws
me back.
It's not even to that point. Like, the main thing, at least personally for me, is as being a comic artist, going to these shows in cities that, you know, I'm somewhat familiar with, you know, you want to know what's around you. You want to be able to, you know, just pop that up at a moment's notice, because sometimes, well, a lot of the time, like, because it is such a common thing to have a smartphone now, you know, people would be like, oh, yeah, meet me over here at this time. And you're like, okay, wait, what, where? And all of a sudden you're shit out of luck, and you know, you could have been networking that entire time.
There is an app that I will plug at this moment that, because I want other people to hop onto this. It's iOS exclusive now, but Android is coming soon. It's called Ding Dong, and it is from German developers, where instead of...
So you know it's good.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Instead of like checking in at a location using Foursquare or Facebook or whatever, or texting somebody, I'm here, what you do is you like basically send a GPS post to somebody. And it allows you to take a picture with a front-facing camera so that it takes a picture of you, and then it drops that map, you know, drops that on a map and sends it to somebody, so it shows exactly where you are. So in a large, like, in a large festival or something like that, it could justify where somebody is within that location.
Ah.
So it's like, I'm here, come find me, versus like, hey, yeah.
I'm by the turkey
up.
Leg and the... Pickle guy.
There's a light by me.
So we're going to the Renfest, it sounds like.
Yeah, that's what I thought of. I mean,
that would be an interesting way to even just
or test it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Large venue, open space.
Well, that's a...
You guys could do
that
for the court. Revelers could market where they are.
Well, you could do that with Twitter just as easily.
Yes, but
we are using ye old smartphones.
Because you have to send it to people specifically.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't just automatically broadcast it, because that would be kind of
creepy.
NSA creepy. But it's like you send it to somebody saying, hey, text message or so, I'm here. But I think you have to have Ding Dong
the app
in order, yes, for it to function.
That would be... really cool, because so Eric, the husband of one of the revelers, is working on an app that it's basically a smart map for the Renaissance Festival, where you can you know, type in
navigate
what you're looking
a little
for.
Bit better.
Yeah, Angel Swords. If you want to get to Angel Swords, you could type that in, and then it'll tell you what booth number and give you like a walking route for it and stuff like that. He's working on that. I think it would be really cool. I'll have to propose this to him to make it a little bit more like the map from Harry Potter.
I was gonna say, as long as there's like the Hobbit, Lord of the Rings, like give it that kind of fantasy esque look rather than Google Maps.
Yeah, it'd be really cool if you could have like the court revelers, and you'd see like you'd have
the
crest,
little footprints,
and it'd have an arrow, and you could see where they are. And, oh, they're at the Queen's Pub right now. And then you could have, like, the King and Queen have another
little
icon.
It's just
icon.
Two crowns. It's
like,
you know,
yeah.
King, Queen, Crown just next to each other very close.
Did you ever see when Google put out Pirate Map?
That
I heard about it.
Google Maps, you could turn it to Pirate.
They've done Pirate, and they've done 8-bit, where you could turn it into an 8-bit map. And so... anywhere there was green, it was trees.
But one thing we were looking for before, we were playing with the Leap Motion, and we were looking for the wreck of the Titanic. I found it.
Ooh.
Because it was an icon that I had turned off, and something that we'll mess around with a little bit, because I like introducing people to crazy technology.
Okay.
So we'll do that.
Hooray.
Instead of doing that as part of a mic check thing, we can just like go into the episode and then maybe do that as a break between the conversation and movie bluff.
Sure.
So not to perpetuate this, so we can actually get started soon.
Yes.
I feel like everything is, everyone's comfortable. And
yeah, we've settled in, I think.
Good to go.
Cool.
Does anyone need another guess?
I have to know. Is the Titanic modeled in 3D?
No.
Oh.
Ooh, no, it's just there are icons for all the shipwrecks that have been submitted to Google Earth.
Did you guys see that the TARDIS is mapped now in London? And if you go to Google Maps, you can type in England Police Box, and it'll pop up. It's somewhere in London, and you can double-click on it, and it'll bring you inside the TARDIS, and you can look around 360.
It's bigger
on
the inside.
It is bigger on
the
inside.
You do have to be on Street View.
Yeah,
okay.
It's pretty awesome.
Because with Leap Motion, what you can do is you can fly around effectively with your hand as the airplane.
Ooh.
So we will, like I said, we'll play around with that later. But I was going to ask if anyone wants another beverage or anything before we start. Do you want more, Mike? Lana?
I guess I'll have a little more.
Why not?
Why not? I only have 3 bottles of it.
Right. It's not like you have to conserve.
She drove, though.
Okay, so I will be conservative in that way.
Yeah.
No! No kung fu fighting.
Hey!
Ah!
So
I posted it on Facebook. If that'd be faster.
I found a police box.
No, there's a blue one.
Queen Mary University of London.
Maybe?
But it's not showing me
No.
I'm sure if you
Googled TARDIS.
Okay. Yeah, it's probably not mobile, but I'm hopeful.
I nerded out. Also, Do you know the connection between the 12th Doctor and Craig Ferguson? Because this is one of my favorite little factoids.
No.
They were in a punk rock band called the Dream Boys.
Oh, that's right. I did read that.
And Craig Ferguson was the drummer.
Thank you.
And the 12th Doctor was the lead vocalist.
Wow.